Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. December 9th, 2020. You getting ready for the holidays? I'm getting stoked. I'm glad that God's moving right now the way he is. It's really important to stay at peace in the midst of things. Been talking about that for a while. I just released a prophetic word for the month of December. Very powerful. You need to get this. It's on Spirit Connection Podcast last week, episode 157. It's the turning point is here. It's also on my blog, DougAddison.com. Get this into your spirit. Begin to pray in Haggai 2 and watch as God's going to move in your life. We're at a turning point spiritually. Now, this may not mean that the pandemic is over, that you really can't measure the outpouring of heaven with the attack of the enemy, because the pandemic's from the enemy. And we're starting to see some things happen right now. I've been praying for the cures to come, of course, to the coronavirus. And we're starting to see that. We're starting to see the anointing is going to come and break things open. So we're still dealing with the pandemic on earth, but the solutions from heaven are now here on earth on how to deal with it. And it's going to position you for 2021. Lord, we pray that you would open up the spirit of peace over us. We pray that you would open up perfect peace, perfect love. Align us with your timing. Open our ability to hear your voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know that Jesus brought peace on earth. And I kept thinking of that really great Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because it talks about peace on earth and mercy mild. Peace on earth, you know, that when... Well, I always just keep hearing that over and over. There's new angels now being released to help you, bringing you into alignment. There are new angels coming to help align you and escort you into the new year. And this week, I want to talk more about that perfect peace so that you can get into this new season and get everything that you need right now. So perfect peace, been talking about it for a while now, but get this down in your spirit. Help other people if you're not flowing in it yet. Isaiah 26:3, you'll be kept in perfect peace, those whose minds are steadfast because he trusts in you. So there is a place that you can live each day. I do it. I live in perfect peace. So what happens for me to be able to do that? I do a lot. Some of you thinking I don't just sit here and prophesy and, you know, drink coffee and prophesy and, you know, I run a large organization. I battle in the courts of heaven. I'm up at 5 a.m. I've got a lot to do. But you know what I do is every single day, I only do what I need to do today. Jesus said, you know, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has enough cares for today. Just worry about today and stay at perfect peace. Jesus said this about this. John 14:27, I've been talking about this a few times, but I want you to get it into your spirit. John 14:27. The peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. So don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. The peace of the Lord is not like the peace of the world. It's centered around God's love and power, the Holy Spirit. And don't be afraid. Don't get troubled right now. So take a look at the Hebrew word for it. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Most people know that as the greeting, you know, hello or goodbye. But biblical peace is more than just the absence of conflict or the state of rest. Biblical peace, shalom, means harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, tranquility, all wrapped up in the word, one word of peace. And again, it's the blessing that the Jewish people give to one another. So the peace that comes through the world. Jesus said this, my peace I give you isn't like the peace of the world. John 16:33, I've told you these things so that you may have peace while you're in the world. you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. I think you need to get this verse, John 16:33. The Lord is giving you the peace so that you, while you're in the world, so that you can overcome it. Jesus told us many things are recorded in the New Testament. So the Word of God actually aligns you and allows you to establish this type of peace. And we're going to look at how to decree Bible verses and some exercise. You know, I do this all the time. I'm always, you know, looking at Bible verses and decrees each day and try to teach you through the trainings that I do and Spirit Connection podcast. So the peace that the world gives is opposite. It's, you know, you can do things in the natural realm that can help you cope with stress and fear and peace, which is great. It's okay to practice these things as long as you're based in the Holy Spirit. True peace comes with a relationship with the Lord, receiving forgiveness and salvation. So be careful of any meditation or anything like that. It's not Christ-centered. So when we're talking about getting peace, that's what I'm just saying. Be careful what you do. But just, you know, pray and ask the Lord. We need to go beyond our understanding. Philippians 4:7, my favorite verse. I pray this and decree it all the time. The peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Peace of God that goes beyond understanding. You need to receive it by faith and let it catch up to you later. Your circumstances might be different. I was decreeing this when I was walking through chronic illness. I was decreeing this because it didn't make sense to me. Chronic illness, for me, it violated scriptural principles. It didn't make sense. So what I did is I prayed that the peace of God that transcended understanding would guard my heart and my mind until my healing did come and it did catch up because I had to do some things. So receive it by faith. Let it be your guard. You could be actually clothed in peace. Ephesians 4:24. So put on the new spirit, the new self, created like God in true righteousness and holiness. The Bible talks about the metaphor of being clothed or wearing the gifts or wearing the biblical principles or wearing the presence, the peace. So you can receive it by faith. You can be clothed in it like you can be clothed in Christ. Galatians 3:27. Be clothed in the peace of the Lord. I do it every day. I put on the armor every day. I put on the Ephesians 6:11. Put on the armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. And that is the helmet of salvation that protects your mind. I do this every day. Lord, protect my mind today. The breastplate of righteousness. Protect my heart. The belt of truth. Protect my intimate areas, my sexuality, protect the area of me. I put on the shoes of the readiness to share the gospel of peace. There it is. I want to walk everywhere I place my feet that I would bring peace. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and the shield of faith. I'd recommend this. Take some authority here and put this on. If you're getting overwhelmed, you need to put on the armor and learn to shift your focus. You know, we are trained to look at negative things sometimes. Many of us were. Most people focus on negative things instead of the positive things because we want to make it better. You know, we're trying to look at things. How do we make it better? But actually, stop looking at the negative. You'll need to make a conscious effort to focus away from fear, away from the stress, and get into the peace of God. Peace actually can be imparted. According to Matthew 10:13, I love this. Jesus said this when he sent out the 72, but you know, he sent out his disciples and they went out and were ministering for the first time. He says, if the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If not, let it return to you. So this shalom peace can be imparted to someone else. It can be imparted over a house, a building, you know, a place. Jesus said, my peace I give you. That indicates it's a spiritual aspect of God. And you can receive this impartation of peace. I'm going to do this at the end of the episode. I'm going to give you an impartation of peace that transcends all understanding. So there's a secret to staying at peace. That's in Isaiah 26:3. But you will keep in perfect peace whose minds are steadfast and trust in you. You'll stay in peace by focusing on the Lord instead of the attacks. The best way to look at the storm is to not look at the storm or the problem and instead look for the solution. You know, I get hit all the time. I'm walking through stuff, but I step into the reality of heaven. Heaven's opposite of the ways of earth. And sometimes you have to, you know, walk by faith, not by sight to get there. But I want to release these three principles to you. Peace, love, and hope. Jesus said in Matthew 14:27, my peace I give you. In John 15:12, he actually said, my love I give you. I love you. He told his disciples, I give you my love. In Romans 5:5, Paul says, hope never fails. I think you need to print this out. You want to get peace, love, and hope. And get this in front of you all the time and focus on it until your reality catches up. God wants to bless you. We're in a season right now that every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. James 1:17. The Lord is giving you gifts this Christmas season. I saw angels delivering gifts. I saw things flowing from heaven that was almost tangible. I started this episode with talking about the angels because I'm seeing the presence right now. And just reach out and take the gifts. There's a flow from heaven. So reach out and take these things. I can see things happening. I love the internet. It transcends all time. You know, God's outside of time and you could actually receive this no matter when. It was recorded when you're watching it. Maybe I get people tell me, years later, they went back to one of my podcasts and it changed their life because it was meant for them right then. They had missed it before. I believe we're moving into the season right now where God is going to do something new. And there's an activation that's happening. And when I talk about activation, that's where you make it real. So Lord, we pray that you would activate this prophetic word. We pray that we would come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven is opposite of the ways of the earth. And Jesus, you said that my peace I give you is not like that of earth. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Stay at peace. Keep our minds steadfast, Lord, on you in that place of perfect peace. We pray that right now. And so I'm going to do this impartation like in Matthew 11:13, where Jesus said, let your peace remain. So Lord, I pray for the peace, the shalom of heaven to come down now and rest upon us. And I'm seeing people right now, in fact, I'm getting some prophetic words just as I said that. The spirit of prophecy showed up and the Lord's going to shift some things over some people. I saw there's healing coming, of course, but this the metaphor. I saw the left ear. There's some people who are going to open up your ability to hear the Lord. You've been having trouble with your hearing. The Lord said the enemy's been trying to block your spiritual healing. And so we loose open now the stops that's trying to prevent people from hearing the Lord. I also saw some people stepping into a season of dreams and dreams from the Lord, you know, and the enemy's trying to close you down. And I want to just say this. I now speak over the gatekeepers over your dream life. There is access to the heavenly realm and that you have access to this place, to the third heaven that's mentioned in the Bible. That's where heaven is. But the enemy's been trying to get you cut off. And so I bind and rebuke every gatekeeper over the dreamers that need to rise up right now in Jesus' name. All right. Well, powerful time. Get that impartation of peace. Get the workshop coming up next week. How to thrive in the new year. Get ready for 2021. It's December 19th, 10 a.m. It's only $21. Go to DougAddison.com/thrive. Watch the video. It's going to be a really good time. Get you a plan. We'll walk through a plan, forms, worksheets, things like this. Very practical. Also consider giving to us, DougAddison.com/give, or become a partner with us as well, that you can come to our partner party that we're having. It's all online, and maybe you consider us, your church online. You can become a partner and become part of our community that we have through a Facebook group and stuff like that. So I'm excited for what God's doing, and I really believe there's a breakthrough for you. We're entering a new season right now. God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.